that money goes into the joint from our salaries based off of what the outgoings are. And that joint account is just for groceries, food, bills.
So and that's it. If you earn more, you pay a higher percentage of the bills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that when Nancy earns more.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, we're joined by Sam, Tash and Peach, and we're asking the question, can a relationship survive if you're financial opposites? What if you're a saver, but your partner's a massive splurger? Do your spending habits rub off on each other? Let's find out. Can a relationship survive if you are financial opposites? Peach?
No.
Just straight in there, done.
No, absolutely, I don't think you can. No. I want to go Novikov and you want to go Nando's. Who's paying?
What is wrong with the cheeky Nando's?
I love Nando's, yeah. But I'm saying Nando's is more of a Sunday thing. If I want to go somewhere nice on a Friday, I'm not paying for it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's not going to survive.
But what if they like tick every other box and they're, you know, they're exactly how you, what you would dream of in every other respect?
If they was that and they had like, they was ambitious and they had a plan to get up there, then yeah, okay, no. I'll run with that. But if you're climbing a ladder to get higher, then I'm going to support you. But if you're just happy being skin, you can go be somewhere else.
Oh, but you wouldn't, not even if they were saying that, like, this is my plan.
No, I just, oh, I have people that are like, oh, I've got a plan, do this and that. Oh, I can't be asked for that. I just, no. I haven't got time to wait around for that. Yeah, like these, I don't like people that are like, oh, I'm doing this for like a month. Oh, it didn't work, so I'm going to try this for a month. Like, stick to something.
No, and you know what we have to do as women? You have to not fall in love with someone's potential. You have to fall in love with who they actually are at that time. That's what
I
we
feel like
to
I want to
do.
Sit here clicking on that one.
That's true. Yeah.
If that's the case, then me and my wife wouldn't be together. Me and my wife's first date was a Mezzo's with a 2-for-1 voucher because I only had 30 quid left in the
You are an angel of light, Sam. Not many of them are like you, but I wish.
I think I'd get put off with a 2-for-1
She was aware.
Voucher.
I told her.
What did you say? And how well did you know her before you went on a date? Like,
we had met at a boozy night at a Tiger about 3 weeks before. 3 weeks of back and forth texting. And then finally persuaded her to go out on a date.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we're going to go out on a date. But FYI, I'm skinned. But I still want to take you out on a date. Aww. And so this is what I want to do. If you're up for it, then let's do it. And she was up for it. And almost 15 years later,
that's quite cute.
We're here.
Well done. I quite like the honesty.
Yeah, I really love you so much. That's why I'm single.
I think there is. It's about that potential. You've got to have some of that potential to understand where they want to go. Because every partnership is always going to go through moments where each person's going to lean on each other. And that's just part of it. It's like when my wife went on maternity pay, she had to lean on me at that point because maternity pay is shit.
But how old was you when you met your wife?
That gives me the
horrendous.
No, but only because I don't understand the concept of like when my wife went on maternity pay. Both of you were on a maternity pay. Like,
well, I know, and I probably misspeaking. It's kind of like. And this was the challenge. This was one of the frictions we had in and around that time was like her being so financially independent and sufficient, self-sufficient. And then ultimately, she felt like looking to me to help support her. Oh. And it was that kind of dialogue.
Oh,
and
I was just
like,
it.
And I was,
I love like we've got a joint account. And since I've been on maternity, my wife's been topping up the joint account, which is basically just my spending money. I love that she's given me the money. Because normally, before, I've made more money than her. So now that she's, like, funding me, I think it's great. I love it. It's, like, not even, like, real... I feel like it's not even real money. Do you know what I mean? It's like
Monopoly.
Yeah, it's like Monopoly money. So I'm just like, oh, I'll just spend this and this and this because it's not my money.
See, I think...
I thought my husband and I did things the same as everybody else. And then I've come to learn that perhaps we're weird when it comes to our finances. But we will, like, all of our salaries, both of our salaries, they go into a joint account. And out of that joint account comes everything joint imaginable. But then we each take the same amount, regardless of how much we're individually earning, which goes into a personal account. And that's for us to spend on whatever it is that we want to spend on, so that if he's earning more that year, it doesn't matter. He doesn't take out more, because if he's earning more, he's only earning more because I'm looking after the kids more. And if I'm earning more that year, I'm only earning more because he's looking after the kids.
It's too complicated. I do too much online shopping for that.
Thanks.
We do based off of what you put in is the split of how we split the bills, etc. So it's like just works out to be like a 65-35% split. That money goes into the joint from our salaries based off of what the outgoings are, and that joint account is just for groceries, food, bills.
So if you earn more, you pay a higher percentage of the bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that when Nancy earns more. When I earn more, I just don't tell her. But more packages come. No, I do. We don't really talk about stuff like that, to be fair.
I need to get me a Nancy.
You say, like, about, like, the online shopping and things like that. Are you very different in that respect? Like, are you the one who the secret passes are coming? Do you tell her? Do you?
I think we used to be. I think I'm a really bad influence on her, because recently parcels been turning up and I think they're for me. I get all excited and then it says Nancy and I'm like, what are you buying? Like, so, but my birthday is coming up, so it's probably for me. But yeah, I think I'm definitely worse than her, 100%. But yeah, I think I've influenced her quite badly.
And does she care, or does she just go, that's just what you do?
Think
what, the shopper?
Since I've been on maternity, I think she cares a little bit more, because she's like, you actually haven't got any money. Like, where's all this stuff coming from? And I'm like, well, you have. So yeah, I think she probably cares a little bit more now, but not to the extent that I'm going to stop.
And what about you? Not that I'm going to stop. What about you and your wife, Sam? Like, are you similar? She accepted the coupons.
I have bigger wardrobe space than she does, to the point where we actually had to move my stuff out of the spare room to accommodate my youngest having his own room. So, and yes, I did say accommodate my child in their own room. I have a massive trainer addiction. So there are regular boxes. Those are a nice pair. Yeah.
Do you actually keep the boxes as well?
I used to, and then I got made to throw them out.
Yeah, good.
So then they're now boxless, which...
She does that. That's
yeah,
her.
But it's a part, all it's the part boxes, of it. Yeah, I'm it's like, part of it.
Yeah, but what are you going to use the boxes for?
It's part of it.
What
it's,
for?
It's like the frame of the art.
Oh, are you wearing?
You're lucky that you're actually not a virgin. Yes,
so as mom's concerned, I'm still am. So we'll keep it.
Oh yeah.
But she's not bothered about these. Like...
Oh no, she's bothered. Oh,
okay.
She's definitely bothered. She's bothered about the spend. She's bothered about the space that they take up in the house. I mean, I'm a size 12, so they take up a significant amount of space anyway. So it's managing that. There have been times where, DPD, throw it over the garden. We'll pick it up. That's actually the delivery instructions, even though we're both in the house. Or there are the times where I feel like I've scheduled it just right. They're going out somewhere and then DPD's going to turn up at the right point, and then they meet and cross. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, guy, could you not just hold for like 10 seconds? Let them drive away.
We had a day once where, and we caught it on our Ring doorbell camera, and it's one of my favourite videos of all time. And there's a DPD driver who phones the number on the package and says, oh, hello, this package says it's for Caroline Verdon, but it's got the number 32 on it, and she lives at 24. Did you want me to take it to 24 or 32? I was like, oh my God, I buy so much stuff. You actually know my actual individual address.
Yeah, I know my everyman. Like, I literally see him in town. He's like, hi. I'm like, hiya.
Yeah, I know.
Amount of dodgy pictures he's taken of me, like, opening the door, you know, like, and they just, like, take you off guard. And, like, I've just got a T-shirt on and, like, one sock. I'm like, for God's sake.
Would you ever date someone who was, like, financially different to you? So not necessarily about the amount that they earn, but more about how they dealt with money, like, day to day. If they were tight, if they...
If they're tight, no, I wouldn't. No.
I thought you were going to kill me with that look.
Yeah, absolutely not. I can't be with someone tight. No. It's never going to work. Mm-hmm. I don't spend on random stuff. Like, I'm a minimalist, so I don't have a lot of clothes. I have two bags. I'm not that spender. But no, life's for enjoying, and I'm not going to be on someone who's going to restrict life. Like, I live for the day and stay present. If I want that thing now, I want it now.
What about when it comes to, like, gifts and stuff for partners, like birthday, Christmas, whatever?
I have always gone above and beyond, and one year from my ex, you know him, got me a laundry basket.
What?
Me.
A laundry basket?
He thought it was trying to tear me, and he wrapped it up for me, and I just thought, I am leaving you.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely did.
And there was nothing in the laundry basket. Like,
there was nothing in it. It was horrific. He thought it was hilarious. And I just thought, you are going to hell. Give me back them Asics and that iPhone. That was awful.
Do you do big spending on gifts?
Birthdays and stuff. I think we like to try and push the boat out a little bit. Definitely try and do that. But I don't think if we were... I could not be with somebody that if we went out for a group meal, they are itemizing the seat to understand. Pagans, the lot of them. Whoever you are. Yeah. Why are you like
eating alone next to
Why? Yeah, no, like, that I couldn't do.
I didn't have that extra code.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have any alcohol. I'm not.
Oh pagan. God, don't come then.
Yeah.
And it don't cut. Stay indoors.
I didn't have a cocktail. So.
So.
Sucks to be you.
That I couldn't tolerate.
Yeah.
But I think other than that. We like to treat each other as much as we can do in those moments. It's some of those little opportunities that you get to, but it's not always about like how much you spend. It's about the intent behind them as well. I think like one of the best gifts I think I got was like I sat down and wrote like a pregnancy advent calendar, which was like it was just like a string, and I just literally got the hole puncher and strung along like for 9 months worth of treats, and it was like. Get a massage. I'll get a takeaway. Something.
Write a book, Sam.
You do. How to act like Sam. I once bought one of my ex-partners a new iPhone for him to text other women. Okay, that was what I happened. But you know, it was hilarious. One of my best friends. Yeah, it was their anniversary. She's been married for years. Her and her husband love each other, and they're just goals, right? It's her anniversary. He buys her earpods. Yeah. And obviously she was chuffed about that. But on Saturdays, he always makes the kids pancakes, yeah? So she brought him like a professional pancake maker. And when it come, he was fuming. He's like, you bought me a utensil.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say, and remember to click follow on this podcast and do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.